Hey, Carol. How's it going?
Hey, I'm fine. It took so long to call you back.
No, that's okay. I was just calling to get some information because I realized that I'm not super aware of the situation with the seller, the property, Enzo, for the Enzo property. Are they?
Enzo.
Do they have somewhere else to go? Is that correct?
Yeah, so currently there is nobody living there. It's just that the seller still has the personal belongings in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nobody lives in there. They have the personal belongings in there. And the realtor Gwen, she lives two doors down from the property.
Okay.
So
awesome.
It's easy for her to go to the property, you know what I'm saying, because she has the keys, you know. So that's how that works. So we had to work around the realtor's schedule because she's not a full-time realtor. She told me she works at VCU in the accounting department. So it's like she had a 9-to-5 type job, you know. So she's like a realtor part-time. And
okay.
So, you know, so it's just like, you know, we have to work on, that's why it's been so hard to get into the property. It wasn't because somebody was living there. It's just that we couldn't get in there until the realtor was able to get there.
And are they getting their stuff out of it?
You know, that's a good question. You know, I don't know if they, I need to ask her that, you know, I need to find out, you know, because that's, I don't know if they just say fuck it and leave it. You know, I don't know. It's not a lot of stuff. It's just, you know, just like a lot of chaos in the apartment. You know, just random, you know, random shit here and there. You know, it's not like you know.
If you, Carol, if you can find out what they're doing with the stuff in the property, and maybe we can get a lockbox on it. That would be the most ideal.
Yeah, because we got the deal. So the guys, they signed the paper, and did they give the money up for it yet, or are they waiting to do the inspection?
Yeah, that was the EMD receipt I sent you today. They already put the money in.
Okay, if they're not gonna pay until closing, anyway, that's where it goes. I forgot.
Right.
I'm talking
about
the whole 160. Well, 159 now, but yeah. Okay. That's something. If this is the thing, B. If you guys provide the lockbox, I don't think it will be a problem. But I think originally when I asked the realtor about it, is that the seller didn't want to spend their money and for getting a lockbox. You know, like the seller didn't want to purchase one.
Right.
So.
Right.
I think that was the deal reason on that. And let me say this. Also, I believe the seller has a son that comes in and out of there from time to time, but he doesn't live there. So I don't know if he's moving his stuff out of there. It's just a lot. I just need to ask the relative what's the procedure, and I can better answer that question for you.
and ask her about a lockbox. We'll provide one, no problem.
All right, and I'll tell that to the realtor too. That'd be cool.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Carol.
Thank you again, B. Thanks for your hard work. I appreciate you.
Yeah, of course. You have a great rest of your night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.